Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about the Fredericksburg Area Museum this morning with the Events and Operations Manager, Stacy Combs, is in this morning. Stacy, it's great to meet you and have you in on the show to talk about the museum this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
This is going to be lots of fun because there are a lot of things going on with the Fredericksburg Area Museum. First, a little bit about you. How'd you get into the museum world?
Well, I started at the front desk about 2.5 years ago and kind of just worked my way up in the museum. And it's been a wonderful experience. I've learned so much about Fredericksburg and the stories there, and I've kind of fallen in love with the city. Such a magical place to be.
Yeah. So if you've been at the front desk, then you probably have dealt with me coming in and
of
wanting
course,
to yes. talk to somebody. So we have actually met.
Yes.
I just didn't realize it. But boy, I always say that the Fredericksburg Area Museum is a great place to go, especially if you've got guests in town. That should be the first place.
Absolutely. So we have such a great array of things in the museum. We have a little bit of the Civil War history. We have kind of a general overview, but some really neat objects that you're not going to find anywhere else that are very unique to Fredericksburg. It's a great place to bring your guests.
One of the things, couple of things, as far as some of the exhibitions go, and the kind of ongoing, the Living Legacies opened in the summer. That opened, and that's a great, that gives you just such a great background on the African-American community.
Yes, that's a beautifully done exhibition. If you guys haven't been in to see it, definitely come in. It's just a great exhibition on that second floor level as you come in. Don't miss that one.
And the slave auction block, which we hear a lot about and a lot continues to be done on that with that corner. Talk about that. But the block is down there in the basement.
The block is in our lower level just because the weight of it.
Yeah.
It's the only place it can go in our museum.
That's so interesting.
But right now, the community is in the process of planning the memorial for the auction block site. It's, if you haven't been to any of those community meetings, it is a gorgeous concept. We can't wait for that. So that's in the planning phases too.
And there are programs galore at the museum. Kylie, the curator, does all kinds of things, and is doing one this week. I know on the Civil War,
the Battle
of Fredericksburg started.
So Kylie's programs are so popular. So if you want to get in, definitely buy your tickets early. But she does these lovely programs called What Remains. She brings out some artifacts that aren't necessarily on display all the time. So you get to kind of see a behind the scenes peek of some of the artifacts there. She gets to talk a little bit more in depth about the history of those objects and how they relate to Fredericksburg. And she's very charming and funny. She's wonderful.
Yes.
So it's a great program. All her programs are wonderful.
So check it out. We say about getting a lot of these programs will sell out. So when you see, you should follow a great page to follow is the museum on Facebook. And when you see these things, if you think you're interested in them, don't wait on them because there is generally there's a size limit.
Yes,
they're
a ticketed event. We're limited. They're usually upstairs in council chambers, and so we have limited space. So those tickets do sell out, especially her program. So get in early, buy your tickets, and you can find that link, like you said, on our Facebook page, on our website at famva.org, and then our Instagram as well.
As the events and operations manager, I have to be a very busy person.
I am.
There's
a busy
always something
lady.
Going on.
Yes. The museum, that's one of the things I love about the museum is that we do so much with the community. We're always planning something. I love meeting people and hearing their stories. But yes, we've got lots of events. Right now, of course, we're in the thick of planning for Fam Fair coming up this weekend. We're so excited about that's our largest event of the year. And then after that, we will start planning our concert series that is very popular in the summer. So.
Yeah, you have to start early on that.
Yes,
this kind of weather, you long for the warm days. And that's,
I'm looking forward to it.
I am sure. Like you said, famva.org. And again, the museum open every day but Wednesdays.
Correct. That's 10 to 5 every day except for Wednesdays. We have got lots of opportunities to come in and see the wonderful things.
and it's free. And it, as a resident of this area, though, I'm always telling people it's free, but to keep it free, you ought to consider becoming, you know, it, as far as making even monthly donations, make donations to the museum.
Absolutely. So we do have a donation box there at the museum that we encourage people, if you like what you see and you want to support the wonderful things that the museum is doing, to donate there. You can donate online via our website. We have a link there. Any donation of $50 or more gets you membership to the museum, which will get you discounted drink prices at our summer concerts, discounts on those ticket prices we talked about. So it's definitely a great investment and helps support wonderful community programs that the museum is doing.
Stacey Combs here this morning. As we mentioned, FAMFARE is coming up this Saturday, 10 to 4:30, and we're going to talk about that when we come back this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Stacey Combs in this morning from the Fredericksburg Area Museum, famva.org, the website. And the real reason you're here, Stacey, other than the fact that you're a fun person to be around, but is FAMFARE this weekend.
FAMFARE, yes.
You mentioned it, that it's really one of the bigger events.
It is our biggest event of the season. It is our holiday market. And so we have 20 vendors that will be outside in Market Square. If you've been down there, you know that it is just a lovely setting. So having all the Christmas vendors out there is makes it just a magical place to be. It is, we have such a variety this year. We have some food vendors. We have a gourmet grilled cheese vendor, which I'm very excited about.
Ooh.
Yes, and Alpine Chef will be there, as they typically are. We have a coffee vendor this year, which I'm so excited about as well. And many artisans, crafts. We've got potters, we have candles, we have one of my favorite businesses is this little guy. I think he's 12 or 13, but he has a 3D printing business, and he has these ornaments and really neat things that he brings. So it's a great way to get out there and support local vendors, shop from these small businesses where it really makes an impact.
Well, and this, as you have described this, it's it really is a great way to do your Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. You can come and knock out. There are so many different things. We're going to have wines from City Vino. We are going to have different food items, pre-made food items that you can purchase. Like I said, ornaments. We have skincare. We have such a good variety of things that you can definitely come do your Christmas shopping and knock a lot of it out at one stop.
I'm trying to remember. Is FAMFARE, it's kind of modeled after things that happen over in Europe, isn't it?
Yeah, so originally it was modeled after the German Christmas market. So we do still have a little bit of German flavor. We're going to have mulled wine and German beers, hot toddies at our bar, some hot cider there as well. And we have, of course, Alpine Chef serving the German food. We have the sister city, the German sister city organization that will be selling breads. So definitely has that flavor.
Well, that is, this is good. This is a really cool event.
It is a cool event. And we have some family activities as well. So the museum will be open during this market. And on the upper floor, we will have Santa there. So bring the kiddos and let them talk to Santa, get their picture. We're going to have a face painting vendor up there. We will have a family craft area where the kiddos can make their own ugly Christmas sweater craft.
Yeah.
So lots to do, lots to keep the kiddos entertained, and such a great time for
the family. Well, that is. I mean, you have really thought of everything, because it's not just we're going to drag you, we're all going to go and we're going to shop.
Right.
You have included, for families that are, if you've got kids, there's things for them to do.
Absolutely. So under our big center tent in the middle of Market Square, we will have our presenting sponsors, Rappahannock Goodwill, and they will be having a wheel where you can spin the wheel and win a plushie there. So definitely bring the kiddos by there. Yeah. And then we also have entertainment on the stage throughout the day. We're going to have a choral group, and then we will have Fredericksburg Big Band come, the trombone choir. So lots of wonderful background music to do your Christmas shopping too.
Well, and Market Square is a great place to have something like this. Even if it's cold out, it still will have that Christmas feel. And Market Square, whether it's concerts or, you know, you name it, it's a great location.
It's a beautiful venue, and just the historic buildings as a backdrop really provide. And if you know the history of Market Square, knowing that, like, that's always been a community space to come and been a market, it's so cool to keep that tradition going.
Yeah.
And we have a great decorating team that makes it look very beautiful. So it's quite a great magical event to be at.
I'm sure for all of you, getting ready for this is exciting, but there's a bit of work.
So much work, but obviously worth it for us to just be such a part of the community and have so many people through and support local artisans in this way.
And that really is, I guess, at the heart of this is this gives some of the local artisans really a vehicle to get their stuff out there.
Yes, and just gorgeous, gorgeous things. Wood working places, and like I mentioned, potters, and just all these different items that just really show us the beauty of Fredericksburg and the downtown area.
And Stacey, it really is a chance to, we talk about those unique gifts. And that's where you can get it this weekend. You can do your shopping at Market Square, at Fam Fair, and get it all knocked out and have really unique things. That when people open those gifts, they're going to be, oh, where did you get this?
Absolutely. You'll be giving one-of-a-kind gifts for sure. And then Fam will have a table underneath that large tent. And if you come and see us, I think we have about 100 Fam bags that you can pick up if you're one of the first 100 to register at our table. And that way you can also have a bag to put your goods in as you shop.
Yeah, no, this is, and again, even though it's cold and you're gonna be outside, you will definitely make a memory.
Yes, so the museum will be open. So we're hoping, right now the weather says it'll be about 10 degrees warmer than it's supposed to be today. So we're hoping that we get a little bit warmer weather. The museum will be open if you need to go in and warm up and see the exhibits. It is the last week for Lafayette, so that top floor. So come in and see that before it goes away, and it'll be a great opportunity to warm up and thaw out and then go do more shopping.
That is one of the things I was going to mention to you, that there are some exhibits that end. I know a music exhibit just opened. That's the one thing about the museum. It's not as though I've already seen that. There are always things coming in or going out.
Absolutely. So we have such a limited space that there's no way that we can display all of our artifacts at any given time. So we rotate, and we have all these different exhibits that are coming in. Like you said, we just put out the community spotlight. That's the music exhibit. We have some really neat things in that. We have a little tribute to Link Wray, if you're not familiar with that. Landmark musician in the rock scene that is tied to Fredericksburg. So come in and look at that and read his story. We have some other little artifacts from local music people. So it's definitely worth coming to see. So.
I saw his guitar. Was it his guitar that's down there?
It is a tribute guitar that his family brought to us. So
I heard about that.
I think they were made around 2014, but they were a limited edition guitar. And that's there. It's very cool. I got to hold it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One of the perks of being the events and operations manager.
Yes, and we have his leather jacket, which is also very cool, but also some really neat items. We have a trumpet from the Fredericksburg Big Band. band. We have a piece from the Mary Washington All Girls Band, and some really cool historic pieces as well.
There never is a situation of where you say, I don't need to go in there because I've seen it, because it does.
It's always changing. Yeah. It is always changing. So that top floor that has Lafayette's World, that will be going out at the end of this year to make room for our 250th exhibit coming up. So
that's the one thing, and I know in the months and the months ahead, we'll be talking about the 250 because it's playing such a big role in this area, and with the museum, I know you're all gearing up for that.
Yes. So it'll be a busy season. We're always working behind the scenes at the museum to bring you guys new and exciting exhibitions. And so once FamFare wraps up, we will be hard and heavy into getting these exhibitions down and the new ones up to provide some exciting things for the new year.
One of the things that's so interesting about what happens at the museum is if you don't have a piece or something, a lot of times you're able to get something that has ties to Fredericksburg from another museum. I remember with Lafayette, you've got things from Stratford Hall and in other places.
Yes, many of our exhibitions, we get items on loan. We also have loaned out some items to other local organizations. So we love to work in conjunction with other organizations to bring the best exhibition that we can.
So again, you FamFare is this Saturday, 10 until 4:30.
10 to 4:30.
If you're one of the first 100, you get a bag.
You can get a bag, yes, a fam bag.
And a fam bag, mm-hmm. And you said 20 vendors, which will keep you busy for a bit.
20 vendors, lots of food, lots of snacks. So definitely come, have a great time doing your shopping. Take advantage of the Santa Claus and the face painting and all that fun stuff. And we can't wait to see you all.
Well, it's just a different way to shop. It's a different shopping experience.
It is, and if you haven't been downtown during Christmas, Fredericksburg does Christmas well. That downtown area, it's so magical. Mm-hmm. All the windows are decorated. It's definitely like stepping back in time a little bit, and it's just, instead of doing the crushing mall crowds, it's such a pleasant way to kind of do your Christmas shopping. So.
Well, in all of these, like you mentioned, whether it's with pottery or any of the artisans, it's different stuff. And for people who like to get gifts, and it's so easy sometimes when you go in and you run into a situation with some of these various vendors, when it's a different kind of thing, it is easy to imagine someone getting that, and it's fun to give kind of a gift that's different.
It is very fun, and I love these kind of events because you can go and you can meet the people behind the business and really make those connections, hear about their products, and really kind of absorb the story behind it. So it makes it that much more meaningful to give those things as a gift when you know, like, oh, this came from a 12-year-old vendor.
Right. No, it is. It's kind of like when you go and like going to the farmer's market. You get to know the farmer, and you get to know, in this case, a lot of times the history of someone, how they got into the business, or that it was a family business.
Absolutely, and that's one of the beautiful things about shopping local and shopping these small businesses, is that you do get to support them in a meaningful way and form those friendships and relationships with them.
So it's a big, this is really one of the big Christmas shopping weekends, and FamFare plays a big role in this.
That's right. So if you have not done your Christmas shop, if you're like me and you're behind,
Stacy,
I'll probably be there with the bag over my shoulder shopping right alongside you, because it's a great opportunity. If you haven't gotten much of your Christmas shopping done yet, this weekend is definitely going to be a prime opportunity to do that. And I just love the feel of the outdoor markets. And
I was going to ask about that, because it is different being an outdoor market.
I love it. For me, it's just, if you can be outside and it's decorated for Christmas, and it's just this mad, the lights are up, and there's a magic to it that you don't find inside four walls in a store.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and like you say, after you're done with FamFare, if you haven't been downtown, just just wander around.
Wonderful shops downtown that are just decorated so lovely for Christmas. So definitely, you know, take in Fam Fair, but also take in the beauty of downtown Fredericksburg and go see the tree at Riverfront Park.
Right.
Yeah, and great photo ops.
You can go and you can do the ice skating rink.
That's right.
There are a lot of things downtown. And again, the museum is free, so you can like you say you can wander around the museum. And again, lots of stuff. Did you say on the upper floor for kids?
Yes, the Santa. Upper floor. Yes, we're gonna have crafts. We're gonna have Santa. We're gonna have face painting. So lots of things up there that will keep the kiddos occupied and give them a good time.
So you ready for Fam Fair?
We are getting there. I have shopping to do this week, so I'll be working hard. So come out and make my day by coming out, have a drink, do some shopping.
Yeah.
I would love to see you there.
Yeah, lots of food, lots of things going on. Fam Fair has become, this is a number of years now, and it really has become a staple in the area.
It is a staple of there. We've done it several years in a row. People really look forward to it. They look forward to that having that magical, the choir going, the big band, that sort of flavor of the Christmas music
going
in the background is really, really special as well.
FamVA.org if you need more information, but just to stop on by 10 to 4:30 on Saturday for Fam Fair at the Fredericksburg Area Museum. Stacy Combs, thank you for coming in this morning. This was great stuff. To introduce us to a really big weekend. And again, if you've put things off like Stacy, you can get things this weekend.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
FamVA.org. When we come back, we will talk about the Great Lives series coming up at UMW on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.